By far, the biggest complaint I hear from English learners is that while they can understand their teachers, they can't understand native speakers, and they assume it's because they're not very good at English. I'm here to tell you that that's not exactly true. Let's talk about it. All right, mate, and welcome to the Brit Speak Pod, the podcast designed to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. So let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking, and welcome to episode 26 of the Brit Speak Pod, where today we're talking about why it might not be your fault that you can't understand native speakers. But before we get into all that good stuff, if you're new around here, my name is Dan. Nice to meet you. Do me a favor, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, mate. Nice to see you again. I hope you had a good week. So today then, we're talking about why a lot of people find it difficult to understand native speakers. You know, you spend a lot of time with non-native speakers and you kind of get used to that and you can understand people. You can understand your teachers, you can understand your textbooks and all that stuff. But when it comes to conversations with actual native speakers, oof, mate, that's too much for me. I can't do it. That's what a lot of people say. They really struggle to understand native speakers. And this means they feel bad about their ability. Like, it must be my fault. You know, maybe I don't have enough grammar. Maybe my vocabulary is not good enough. Maybe I need to practice my listening. And while those things might help you, it's not necessarily going to fix this problem, because the way I see it, there's three main things that happen when you communicate with a native speaker that make it hard for you to understand what's going on. And not all of these things are particularly your fault, you know? Like, they just are things. So you have to come up with special ways to deal with these things if you want to understand native speakers. And that's kind of the point of today's episode. So we're going to break down what I think are the three main reasons that you struggle to understand native speakers when they speak. I'm also going to give you some tips on things that you can kind of do to make it a bit easier for yourself. It's probably never going to fully go away, but, you know, for now, it'll at least help you make some progress so you can communicate a bit more confidently with native speakers. So let's get into the first one then. The first reason that I think people find it hard to understand native speakers is that native speakers speak really quickly and they merge all sounds together so you can't make any of the words and phrases. So I'll say it a bit slower. They speak quickly and they merge sounds together so you can't easily make out individual words or phrases, right? You know, native speakers, we have a habit of speaking quickly. We push sounds together. We push words together. For example, how are you doing becomes how you doing. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And if you're not prepared for that, then you're not going to understand that we are saying, how are you doing? Because it doesn't sound like that. So getting used to this idea of the rhythm and the way that we kind of push sounds together, you know, instead of saying shouldn't have, shouldn't. If you don't know we do that, that's going to be impossible for you to guess. So first of all, just understand that that's a thing. That's a thing that natives do. Probably natives do that in your language as well, or some variation of it. And it sucks. It's hard. It's going to make life hard for you. But that's the nature of the beast. That's the way it works. We can't deal with, like, we can't simplify that for you. You know, native speakers don't think about it. Teachers, like I, if I want to, I can speak really slowly and clearly so you can easily catch the words that I'm saying. But when I'm speaking to friends, I don't speak like that. I speak more like this. So it's just a natural way that natives communicate. And maybe it's hard for you, but it's not going to change. Native speakers are not going to stop doing that. So you need to find a way to deal with that. And one way you can do that is to slowly build up your tolerance, build up your experience. You know, instead of listening to, you know, podcasts like this, where I'm a teacher and I'm speaking to you as an English learner, go and listen to podcasts and YouTube videos from native speakers who are making content for other native speakers. That way, they're more likely to speak in a bit more of a realistic way. You know, they're not going to slow down. They're not going to simplify what they're saying. They're going to speak pretty naturally, right? And the beauty of podcasts and YouTube, and probably even other things like Netflix, I don't know, is that you can actually slow it down. You know, slow it down. You can slow it down. That's my impression of slowing down my voice. But yeah, you can set to listen to the podcast on 0.75 speed or YouTube on 0.75 speed. And that way, you've got more of a chance to build up your tolerance. You're not going from 0 to 100 miles an hour, you know. We're going from 0 to 50, which is a bit more manageable. So if you are struggling to understand native speakers, find some native speakers online, listen to their podcasts, listen to their YouTube videos, but slow it down a bit and then build your way up to full speed, slowly but surely, a little bit faster each time. And it's okay if you listen to it on half speed for a while. That's good. It helps you kind of pick up the sounds and the rhythms. As you speed up, it'll get easier and easier to manage. Now, that's great when you're on your own and you're listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos, but what about in a real conversation? You can't just be like, excuse me, sir, can you speak at 0.75 speed for me? Doesn't really work, does it? So another thing that I encourage you to start doing is don't be scared of asking people to repeat themselves. Could you say that again, please? Sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you try again? Or asking somebody to slow down a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm still learning English. Could you slow down a little bit? Now, that's not a problem. Doing that is not a bad thing to do. I don't understand why people struggle with it so much. In Japanese, I ask people to repeat stuff all the time. Or I'll say to them, like, sorry, I'm a foreigner. Can you please use easy words? You know, I'm not scared to say that in Japanese. So get into the habit of doing that in English. And eventually, the more that you get used to it and you build up that tolerance, you'll be able to pick out individual words and sounds when native speakers are speaking quickly, because you'll understand what's actually happening because you've built up that tolerance, yeah? So that's the first one. The second one is also to do with the way that native speakers actually pronounce things, right? And that is that there are so many different accents and dialects when it comes to dealing with native speakers. I know I'm just dealing with British English. And inside the UK, there's like 50 different accents or something like that. And each one of them pronounces words a little bit differently. You know, for example, for me, I'll say bath. But Stu Sensei says bath. You know, and it's the same thing. But if you don't know that they are the same thing, it's hard work for you, isn't it? So understanding that people pronounce things differently in different areas, and the way that they use a language is different in each area. I'll give you an example. I'm from Yorkshire, and in the Yorkshire dialect, we don't really say I was. We say I were, even though it's wrong. I were going to the shop, not I was going to the shop. And it's wrong, but that's our dialect. That's how we speak. And whether it's right or wrong, it's the truth. And that's what happens. So it's something that you kind of need to consider and think about, that maybe you can't understand that native speaker because they've got a difficult accent and dialect and you're just not used to it. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's not your grammar. Maybe it's not your vocabulary. Maybe it's just because their accent's hard to understand. Now, I'm from Yorkshire. My accent is hard to understand. So I get that it's difficult and you need to kind of think about it strategically. Now, a lot of people ask me, I do like live streams and stuff, and one question is, I want to get better at the British accent. My friend, there is no such thing as a British accent. There's loads of them. So if you want to get more familiar with a specific accent, what you need to do is you need to isolate the accent you're going to hear the most. For example, if you're going to live in Birmingham, there's no point spending time learning RP English because people don't sound like that in Birmingham. You need to isolate the Birmingham accent. Or if you're going to live in Newcastle, you need to identify and listen to the Geordie accent. And so basically what you're going to do, whichever accent you're going to spend most of your time dealing with, you're going to isolate that. And you're going to try and listen to that as much as possible. Like, I'm talking 90% of the listening that you do will be focused on people with that accent. Go and find a famous movie star or sports person who's got that accent and listen to interviews and listen to them talking and listen to them, talking about their new film that's coming out or whatever, and listen very closely to their accent as much as you can. Start to identify the specific sounds that they make. Do they have a long ah or a short ah? Ah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. Or is there any specific sounds that are a little bit different? Like in Liverpool, they've got the kh sound, like, you know. So is that part of their accent? And start to identify the sounds that they make in that accent. Because once you've identified the sounds, you'll then be able to hear those sounds. If you don't understand it, you can't hear it. Once you've identified it, you can hear it. So find somebody who's got that accent, listen to it a lot, and identify the sounds. And the other thing is, it's okay to just focus on one accent at a time. You don't need to focus on all British accents. You know, I don't know all British accents. I'm familiar with the ones that I've had access to, but, you know, I don't know much about other ones. Like, if I go to really North Scotland, I'm probably going to struggle to understand people because I don't have much experience with their accent. And you're the same, so don't blame your English for that. That's just how it is. But if you want to make life easier for yourself, identify the accent you're going to deal with the most and listen to it a lot. That'll help. And the last thing that today I want to kind of reassure you about is natives. And I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know for sure. We love using slang and idioms and phrasal verbs and all that stuff. And one of the biggest complaints I see is, why do you have all these different ways to say things? It's impossible for learners. Yeah, it is. Like, we're not going to change the language. Sadly, like, the language is the way it is. It doesn't fit into the box that you want it to fit into. People say, oh, I'm just going to learn standard English. Like, there's actually no such thing, friend. You know, everybody communicates differently. And all these words and slang phrases and idioms and phrasal verbs exist for one reason or another. And that's just kind of how it is. And sure, it sucks and it's overwhelming. Like, I've just learned all these words, now I've got to learn them again in another way. Yeah, you do. But if you can get over that kind of barrier when it comes to dealing with native speakers and you understand the more common phrases and idioms and the more common phrasal verbs and you're not shocked by them in a conversation anymore, even if you don't use them, just having that general understanding of what they are and how they're used will help you so much to communicate with real native speakers in real world situations, because we do use those things. There's no point pretending we don't. And one of the big problems with education is not many people are teaching you these things. They teach you idioms, but they'll teach you it's raining cats and dogs, which nobody said for like 50 years. Don't learn that idiom. It's a waste of time. The best thing to do with idioms and phrasal verbs and slang is learn the really common ones. You know, I think I made a podcast ages ago about the 10 most common British slang words. Start there. You know, there's also phrasal verbs in specific situations, or phrasal verbs that you're going to hear at work, for example. And you don't need to learn every single one of them. Most native speakers don't know them all. But learn the common ones. And don't think, okay, I've got to learn all these slang words in one go. Just kind of gradually learn them as you go along, because not all of the words are used in all of the places. Like I said, if you're in Birmingham, there's no point learning Manchester slang, is there? Because they don't use those words so much. So be very specific about which ones you're going to learn and just pick them up as you go along. You know, maybe pick up a few new slang words a week as they come up while you're listening to podcasts and stuff. Don't go out of your way to, oh, today I'm going to learn 100 phrasal verbs. Don't do that. That's not going to work. Just kind of gradually pick them up as you hear them and as you understand them. And then you can maybe even try and use them if you want to, but you don't really need to. Just that general understanding should be enough. Now, one of the big things that I do as a language teacher is I try to teach real world English. I try to help you understand these slang words and, you know, these idioms that we use and phrasal words and all this weird stuff that native speakers say, because otherwise when you eventually get to the UK and you interact with people and they speak how they usually speak, you're going to have no chance to understand what they're talking about because of the reasons in today's podcast. So yeah, I'm here to help. And with that in mind, I've got a British slang guide, which you can download for free. The link is in the description, or you can go to britspeak.co/British-slang-guide. It's totally free, A to Z of British slang. It'll give you some of the more commonly used expressions that you can use to understand British people. But other than that, I'd love to know what you think. Go to the question and answer section on Spotify, or leave me a comment on YouTube, or just send me a message in general. Let me know what you think. What for you is the biggest reason that you can't understand native speakers? But the overall message I want to give to you today is, yeah, it's hard to understand native speakers. And yeah, it's going to take a long time. But it's not necessarily your fault. And by doing a few things and changing your mindset, you can start to make life easier for yourself to the point where you will be able to understand native speakers with not much trouble. Well, thank you very much for listening today. But that's it for this one. And I'll catch you in the next one. See you there.